每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月17日，靠主解忧。你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。诗篇55篇22节。有一则祷文是这样写的：上帝，给我那份平静，去接受那些我不能改变的事物，给我勇气去改变那些我可以改变的事物，还有智慧去分辨两者的不同。这是我们都应该祷告的。有人说，忧虑不过是麻烦到期前你自己愿意付给麻烦的利息。让我们转向耶稣，记得他是我们的救赎主，也是为我们担当的主。何以解忧，唯有信靠。我们应当把重担卸给主，要持续这样做。我们不仅要把重担交给主，而且要把重担留下给他。不必要的焦虑有违于上帝的创造。有一首小诗这样写道：知更鸟对麻雀说，我真的很想知道，为何人类如此焦躁，四处奔波，满心烦恼。麻雀回答知更鸟，朋友，我知晓其中的缘故，他们不认识那位天父，不晓得他会将他们看顾。主耶稣就是用飞鸟的无忧无虑来向我们说明，忧虑是不对的。你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？接着他又说到野地里的百合花，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。参考经文，马太福音6章26到29节。如果他连小鸟小花都看顾，我们如何不能把生活中的一切交给他呢？我知道，即便是最好的基督徒也会承受现代生活的压力，但是我们谁也不应该质疑上帝的能力和丰富的恩典。即使是在这个时代的巨大压力之下，我们也能安然度过。当世界陷入各种困境时，基督徒不应该惊慌失措，大喊，我们该怎么办？我们不必比别人更紧张，更忧虑。基督徒要坚信上帝始终在施恩宝座上，他是主宰，按照他自己的计划行事。让我们一起祷告。天父，请饶恕我的担忧，饶恕我的小心，求你给我更多的信心去完成我该做的事。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 17th, An Answer for Anxiety. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I ran across this prayer, and it is one that we should all pray. Someone once said, "Worry is the interest paid on trouble before it comes due." Let's cast our care on Him, remembering that He is our salvation also in the time of trouble. Trust is one answer to anxiety. We find in the first place that we are to cast our care upon the Lord, and this is to be a continuing process. We are not only to take our burdens to the Lord, we are to leave them there. Needless anxiety is contrary to the lessons of nature. Someone has written a little verse which goes, "Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know, why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so? Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me." Jesus used the carefree attitude of the birds to underscore the fact that worrying is unnatural. "Behold the fowls of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Matthew 6:26. From this he went on to the lilies of the field. "And why do you take thought for clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was arrayed like one of these." Matthew 6:28-29. If He cares for tiny birds and frail flowers, why cannot we count on Him for every aspect of our lives? I know that modern living taxes the faith of the greatest Christians, but none of us should doubt the ability of God to give us grace sufficient for our trials, even amid the stresses of this 20th century. In the middle of our world troubles, the Christian is not to go about wringing his hands, shouting, "What shall we do?" having more nervous tension and worry than anyone else. The Christian is to trust quietly that God is still on the throne. He is a sovereign God, working out things according to His own plan. Let us pray. Father, forgive me for my worries, for not trusting You. Give me more faith and take up the things that concern me. In Jesus' name, amen.